This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Let me tell you what's significant about his giving 4 times to people he cheated. According to the Old Testament law, if I cheated you out of $100, and I was convicted in my spirit that it was wrong, and I voluntarily, on my own volition, came to you and said, I want to repay you. According to Old Testament law, get this, I was to pay you 120%. So if I took $100 from you, but I caught the sin on my own, so to speak, I was to give you $120. If I took $1,000 from you, I was to give you $1,200. Do you see how dramatic it was when Zacchaeus said, if I've cheated anybody, I'll pay 400%. If I took $100 from them, they get $400 back. If I took $1,000 from them, I'll pay them $4,000 back. That's pretty dramatic because he did it on his own. Jesus Christ will make changes in your life that, get this, will surprise yourself. You know, I picture Zacchaeus said, I can't believe I just said that. Have you ever done that? Have you ever made a statement and you were surprised at yourself? I have. You ever said something and you just said it off the top of your head and I can't believe I just committed to that? That's what the Lord does with people's lives. He encourages them and empowers them to say things that they never would say on their own power or volition. Now, verse 9. Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. If I were to ask some of you the significant days in your life, most people could give you a whole list of days. We remember birthdays, but we also remember negative things. Some of you remember the day you lost a job. Some of you remember when somebody said, I want a divorce. You remember those dramatic days where you had bad news or tragedy happen. And we're geared to remembering days, significant days. But I want to tell you the most significant day in your life is the day that hopefully you can point to and say, that was the day I said I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What are the significant spiritual dates in your life? Hopefully you have at least one that you can point to and say, before that day and after that day, never the same, everything changed because of Jesus Christ in my life. Let's close with verse 10 before I give you the four principles. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. There are some scholars that think this verse is the mission statement of Jesus Christ. There are some scholars that say this is the most important verse in the whole Gospel of Luke. They may be right. For the Son of Man, Jesus, that's a title, came to seek and to save that which is lost. And I want you to look at this verse in a new way by looking at it this way. Put your name in there in verse 10. The Son of Man came to seek and to save me. Put your husband or wife's name in there. Put one of your children's names in there. Put your parents' name in there and realize that he came to seek and to save you and your family, your loved ones, your neighbors. It's the most important statement, perhaps, in the Gospel of Luke. I want to give you 4 take-home thoughts to write down in your notes, and then we're going to share a couple of stories as we close. Number 1, Christ isn't interested in modifying my life. He wants to change everything. The reason this is so important is because I have actually met people over the years who say, you know, I'm really not that bad of a person, and they're not. Well, I'm really not that bad of a woman, and they're not, but they think that all Jesus has to do is modify their life. Change a little here, you know, nip and tuck here, emotionally kind of thing, spiritually, and that's not what Jesus does. He changes us fundamentally from within.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.